The House of Representatives meets later today in an emergency session to consider legislation aimed at prolonging the life of Terri Schiavo. On Friday, doctors removed a feeding tube from the brain-damaged Florida woman by order of a state district judge. But a bill worked out yesterday between House and Senate leaders seeks to take Schiavo's case out of Florida's courts and put it under the jurisdiction of a federal district court. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
After a week of being on the defensive over his fundraising ethics, House Majority Leader Tom DeLay seemed delighted yesterday to be back at the Capitol talking about a deal reached to save someone else. In this case, a 41-year-old woman whose brain was severely damaged 15 years ago when her heart stopped.
I'm here to happily announce that the House and Senate negotiators have agreed to the outlines of a bipartisan, bicameral compromise bill to save Terri Schiavo.
The Senate convened late yesterday to authorize the House to suspend a two-week Easter break today and take up the two-page bill. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist said the bill resembles legislation approved by the Senate on Thursday after House members had left.
It allows Terri's case to be heard in federal court. More specifically, it allows a federal district judge to consider a claim, and I'll quote, by or on behalf of Teresa Marie Schiavo for the alleged violation of any right of Teresa Marie Schiavo under the Constitution or laws of the United States relating to the withholding or withdrawal of food, fluids, or medical treatment necessary to sustain her life.
Lawmakers cited protections for due process under the 14th Amendment as the basis for their action. But Iowa Democratic Senator Tom Harkin said the bill does not in itself keep Terri Schiavo from starving to death.
Keep in mind that this bill does not mandate that a feeding tube be put in. All it does is it gives a federal district judge the authority, if he wants to or she wants to issue a stay, which means that feeding tube would go back in, and that district court then can review the case de novo. They can go back and review the whole case from the beginning.
Under the so-called de novo federal court review, new witnesses could be called in, as well as new medical personnel to examine them, according to Senator Rick Santorum. The Pennsylvania Republican acknowledged it would be up to a federal judge to decide whether to carry out such a review, though he called the possibility of not doing that remote.
I can't imagine that a judge that would legitimately take a case under the authority of Congress to review it de novo would allow the subject matter of the case to die. I think that would be an abuse, that would be an irresponsible abuse of that judge's authority.
Santorum specifically thanked two of his Democratic Senate colleagues who opposed the bill, Carl Levin of Michigan and Ron Wyden of Oregon, for not objecting to its moving forward. If they had, it could not be considered today by the House. Still, it's not at all certain that House action will not be blocked today by dissenting lawmakers. Majority Leader DeLay acknowledged that possibility yesterday.
The Democratic leadership of the House has been very cooperative. They're working through this as well as they can. There are some members that have grave concerns about what we're doing, and we're trying to work it out.
It would take only one lawmaker in the House to block action on the Schiavo bill today. If that doesn't happen, the bill would go on to the Senate, which plans to meet after the House does. If the bill's enacted by Congress, it could go to the White House for President Bush's signature. The president's returning from Texas today to be on hand for that possibility. If the bill's delayed, the House would try passing it again after midnight tonight, though as few as three House members could block that action, too. Some could object to Congress unduly passing a private bill. California House Republican David Dreyer rejected that argument yesterday.
This is not a private bill. This is a compromise that has been struck with the leadership of Chairman Sensenbrenner in the House and those in the Senate with whom he has been working on this. And so this is legislation which we are hoping to pass through both houses and get to the president's desk.
And the White House has left no doubt that the president would sign such a bill. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.